Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome. Another day in paradise, my friends. Hour number two begins. It's 7:07. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and the riots are going on. People in L.A., they are kooky crazy. Look, these aren't the average people, okay? You've got these Antifas, these anarchists, these, well, they're paid rent mobs. They're weirdos. They're just lefty weirdos, okay, doing the work of Karl Marx or whoever. But you've got others, hangers-on. You know, you've got other people out there. That doesn't help the situation at all. But here's where the real problem lies. The failure to want to address the issue effectively, like Governor Newsom and the mayor, Karen Bass of L.A. They literally don't want to do anything. And the only thing I can surmise from that is that they're okay. They're okay with the riots. They don't want ICE to come into their little sanctuary cities and states. And taking out, even if they're convicted, I'm not exaggerating, convicted murderers, they don't want them removed? What does that tell you? How can you possibly, how can a normal person be okay with that? Are there that many people that are brainwashed? And listen, I've seen some stuff on Facebook of people that I mean, I know at least somewhat. I went to school with them. I know them to be otherwise normal and fairly intelligent people. But they clearly don't understand what's going on.
Is it because they're just getting information from one side and they are ignorant in the sense that they don't know the facts and they just kind of believe what they're told, do you think?
Well, I mean, we know from some of that stuff that was exposed in a documentary that was on Netflix, and it exposes how these algorithms work and mm-hmm. how people are targeted. And they showed an example of a foreign nation where they actually know, once they gave everybody phones and all that,
right.
that they were able to sway the people politically. And we also know that once you know, they've discovered your kind of niche,
right?
All right. Then you'll be bombarded with information that solidifies your views and never challenges them.
Makes sense.
So if you're taking all this in for a period of time and you're not being very proactive in looking for other stuff, and mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't. You know, hey, look, it's coming to me. As fast as I can scroll, there's more stuff to look at. You know, we get mesmerized by it. You just sit there like a dummy, and you soak it all in. I've been a victim of it as well. So these are people that, yeah, I think that is a major part of it. And if you try to present them with information, they'll try to write it off like, oh, where'd you hear that? Fox News. Like, They've already been convinced that somehow Fox News is doing the bidding of Republicans slash conservatives, which...
But they don't believe that everybody else is in the bag for the Dems?
For the far left.
I mean, really?
The Dems aren't even the Dems anymore.
Well, that's true, too.
They're the far left. I mean, think about it.
Yep.
You know, the Republicans have become America's party, the working man's party, the middle class's party. And the Democrats, they ceded all that. They ceded all that and let it all go to do the bidding of elitist fringe folks. You know, any single group that the crazier, kookier, the better for them, right? I mean, think about when they try to explain to you the 36 different genders or whatever that there are.
Yes. Exactly.
It's like, I know how a combination lock works. I don't think gender is exactly like that, that there's, you know what I mean? A multitude of equations.
Wow.
I believe we're all unique.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe...
And we all have our own problems.
No, there's always, you know, a tiny caveat. Greg gets mad every time I bring it up. There are some people that are born with both genders.
Yes.
They're born with something...
True.
Well, to make it simple, an innie and an outie.
Yeah.
But that is so rare. This is not what we're talking about. We talk about those things.
Yep.
I truly feel for anybody who has gone through that, either as a parent or as the person themselves. I feel for you.
Yep.
But that's not what we're talking about here. All right. So back to the issue at hand. You've got people that want to stop ICE from doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to stop them from taking bad people out of your neighborhood?
Don't you wish someone would ask them that in that way of clarity, the way that you described it? Ask them that, because they want to act like, again, it's all the poor Mexican children, you know, and the families. And again, you even had the AFL-CIO person, you know, because, you know, of all the people that work for their unions. I mean, that's not who we're talking about.
And that's what they... Well, that's what they're attempting to do is they try to find the one anecdotal story, where the one in 100 where, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy, he's still here illegally, but you know what? Other than that, he's minding his own business, hasn't broken any laws. Now, to that you say, well, oops, sorry, but if you're still here illegally, I mean, you're here illegally. Mm-hmm. But they're not targeting those folks, but they do get swept up in it occasionally.
Yeah.
And the response that I saw from one of my lefty friends on Facebook to this conversation, this dialogue that was going on, and another friend of mine who is, I don't really usually need to add anything, because he's very eloquent.
Good.
And I mean, we're two peas in a pod.
Okay.
And, but it was, you know, oh, why'd you deploy the National Guard? That is just going to make things worse. And then they question, the lefties question, where was the National Guard on January 6th? It's like, well, first of all, Nancy Pelosi was in charge, and she was asked several times by Trump and others if she wanted any extra security, et cetera, et cetera. No, she turned them down several times. All of that is absolutely documented. Okay, so first of all, that's what they do. They go, "Hey, let's talk about a different issue."
Right.
Hey, why didn't you do this? Well, wait a second. This is what's going on right now. Why don't you want ICE to be able to do their job? Do you are you really saying that you have the backs of the illegals? Right. That's what you're doing. Oh, I'm looking out for them. They're the downtrodden people. Oh, they're the downtrodden people, like Chong Fang, 49, who got kicked out of a graduation party years ago and came back with his friends. This was 1994. He returned with his gang member cronies, and they shot up the crowd with rifles. 30 people they shot, killing 2 teens, wounding 7 others. You don't want to get rid of somebody like that? Hmm. He's not a citizen. Another criminal arrested. Rolando Enriquez from the Philippines. sentenced to 37 years in prison, assault with intent to commit rape, sexual, just bad stuff.
Well, that's what you want living next door to your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
That these literally are two of the people that they picked up in L.A. They're targeting the worst of the worst, and yet Whoopi Goldberg says, oh, Trump is pushing us toward a civil war.
Oh, my goodness.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So, what's bugging you? Call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Yep. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to air it out. Get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, knucklehead. What's bugging you?
Well, when the new neighbors move in, it's only be expected you take a little bit of inventory of changes they bring along with them. Three kids, yellow labs, quarter horses, what's barked in the driveway, cleaning up the yard, improvements to the house. This was just a little different. Up went some banners like you'd see at a new business or a car dealer making some statement. Looks like a guard shack at the end of the driveway. You're up north. You'd think it was for the kids to wait for the school bus during bad weather. Well, no kids, no quarter horses, no yellow apps. So what's the game plan? A new flagpole goes up in the front yard so they can show their patriotic colors. Not. How about a UN flag that's raised? And banner flags along the road are now joined with several UN flags. Remember, this is out in the country. Not quite something you'd expect to see. Sorry, but I have to admit, it's making the hair on the back of my neck stand up. See ya.
Sounds like the landscape might be changing there.
Yes, it does.
All right, let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Greta Thunberg is back in the news. But I've gained a new perspective on her over the years because she was a climate expert when she was just a teenager, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
And now she's an expert on Arab-Israeli relationships and international diplomacy. So she's going to solve that problem. So I say, instead of criticizing her, I think we should turn her loose on the college football playoff system and get that thing straightened out. Thank you, Bob.
There you go. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So Whoopi Goldberg and her Civil War. Okay, my understanding is the Civil Wars is dividing the citizens of a country, the two factions of the citizens of one country. These people that are protesting are not citizens of our country. So it cannot be a civil war. And if you are an American citizen and you are fighting alongside of these illegal aliens, then why don't you go deport yourself with them?
Yeah, well, some of them are being paid to do it, right? 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And Bob, what's bugging you?
I wonder what the left would think if the DOJ we have now treated these stone throwers and police car burners the same way that the last DOJ treated the January 6th folks.
Yeah, just lock them up, throw away the key for a while indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they'd like that.
It'd be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The administration and the citizens for law and order are the problem in this country. The illegals in L.A., if the mayor and the governor have everything under control, why are there millions of illegals in their state? If Biden had things under control, why are there millions of illegals in our country? And I have never heard of one trial to assess any illegal that's been allowed in this country. Never heard one trial.
No, I mean, they've had trials and legal proceedings ongoing all the time. In fact, the courts are backed up. Yeah, but, I mean, it was Joe Biden that opened the borders. And by the way, when you say under control, there's no control. The left wants chaos, and many of these so-called politicians are going right along with it. So they agree with their twisted ideology. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, a Lake City contractor built my home a few years ago, and the door that goes from the kind of kitchen area out to the garage has always been off kilter, and I've always had to lift it to close it. And then, actually, the bottom hinge became unhinged now, and I'm just all like, well, like, what do I do about this? It doesn't even close anymore. So.
Well, that's the beauty of YouTube, man. There's a fix for everything out there. It really is. Let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you, I can look in just about any direction and find something that's bugging me, whether it's Gavin Newsom daring Donald Trump to arrest them, riots in the street, and now, to top it off, we've got the Asian stinging ant that's coming to America. Yep. What's next? Let's go!
But maybe they'll kill the red fire ants.
Ooh.
Maybe they'll have a war.
But what about those hornets that we were dealing with? I don't know.
And the hornets will eat them. I don't know.
It's confusing.
You got to find who their natural enemy is.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, all these illegal terrorists congregating together would seem to make ISIS's job really, really easy. So what's bugging me is, why don't they just swoop down on them from the first darn day, gather them all up, and that would have been the end of it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. When this kind of chaos is going on, that's where the really bad operators can kind of infiltrate amongst the crowd. And they're already doing it, but it could be worse. You're right. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I hear all the time that, well, who's going to be, you know, doing the jobs if they all get deported? Who's going to do construction? Who's going to pick the crops and all this stuff? Well, I will tell you this. I hired a painting company to paint the inside of my house. And I guess they have a high number of those undocumented people working for them. Well, what did they do? They painted, but they painted all my doorknobs, all of them. And so, of course, the company made good on it, but still, dude, why would you paint doorknobs and hinges? Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's not somebody who is actually trained properly to paint.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and I'm the shortcut master, but even I know better on that. Oh, thanks, everybody. Great call. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for contributing to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Sheriff Bobby Schultz will be with us. After that, Valor coming up. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Walt Disney gave us animatronics. Should animatronics recreate Walt himself?
Ooh.
Details on that coming up at 7:35. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, Bobby Schultz, the sheriff of Gilchrist County. If you miss it, you want to look for the Bob Rose Show podcast. Download it anywhere you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss that interview or a minute of this phenomenal, compelling show, if I do say so myself.
Filled with humor.
Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Yes, it is. It's muggy out there already. It is warm.
Yeah, it gets real, like, heavy. Oh,
fast.
Yeah. Did you see the moon this morning?
Yes, yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
God's flashlight is showing you the way.
It's like a nightlight that was left on for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I appreciate that. Early as we get to work.
Whew.
The Disney Company has announced plans to create an animatronic version of famed founder Walt Disney, but the original Imagineer's granddaughter says Walt never wanted to be turned into a robot. She opposes the plans, calling them dehumanizing. Disney plans to feature a robot Walt in a new attraction to be entitled Walt Disney: A Magical Life. Do you think it'll be able to smoke?
Not in front of anybody.
Because he was a big smoker, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
yeah.
We weren't supposed to see that, were you?
Oh, really? I don't know if it was
so.
Like that. Maybe. Because he passed away, can you believe it was 1966?
Isn't that crazy?
So, I mean, back then, I mean, there was an ashtray in every room. I mean, you worked in the office of a doctor's office. They were smoking in there.
Yeah, I mean, he was like a 3-pack-a-day kind of guy.
Was he really?
They did. They actually did kind of, you know, little Photoshop work over the years so that you did not see him smoking.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walt Disney: A Magical Life. This is what they want to put together. A show would feature archival film of Disney and historical displays to remind visitors of just who their founder was before he completely fades into history. The company notes that the number of people left alive who actually knew Mr. Disney is dwindling quickly, and they want to create an attraction that will present Walt Disney as a flesh-and-blood person, not merely the sanitized legendary figurehead he is quickly morphing into with the passage of time. So I wonder, as part of that humanizing, I was joking at first, but I wonder if they would show an accurate depiction, which would be him with a cigarette in his hand or mouth.
I'm kind of surprised they're going down the animatronics road. That almost seems old school in our world of AI and holograms.
I wonder if they're maybe just using that term because it is a Disney type term,
but this is actually the technology. That is a real term, though, for the technology.
What they're going to do.
Well, for the technology. What they're going to do, I don't know, but I'm just saying that phrase is a technical term for the technology, so I don't know.
Maybe they're going to meld that together with a hologram.
Oh, it's not really there.
Yeah.
But it could be.
Yes, and then they'll learn to transport matter. I remember when I went to, Epcot?
Uh-huh.
Tomorrowland? Remember that?
Never been, but yes.
We'll have a computer in the kitchen. You're like, that's stupid.
Well, just watch the Jetsons. That's probably the best. Except for the flying cars, they've got about everything else right.
Yeah, and the only place you have a moving sidewalk is in an airport, and it never works.
Yeah.
So there's your technology. Mm. They need to call Cogsley Cogs and get that thing fixed. Need to repair that thing. All right, so it is the granddaughter, Joanna Miller, who was almost 11 years old when Walt passed away in December of 66, and she vociferously opposes the plan for any new animatronic version of her grandfather, and even insists that he did not want to have such a robot made of himself for the parks. And she says, Walt Disney does not belong to Disney Corporation. He's ours.
Ooh.
We're his family.
Wow.
Miller is the daughter of Diane Miller, who was Diane Disney before she got married. That's Walt's natural-born daughter. Walt and his wife also adopted a girl, Sharon, in 1936. Diane is the one-time president of the board of directors for the Walt Disney Family Museum, and she passed away at the age of 79 in 2013. My Betsy's sister actually was hired by Diane Disney and ran that museum for her until she passed away. Wow. A couple of years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, this granddaughter was just a kid, but she would know probably from her mother, maybe, how Walt felt about some of this stuff. So we'll see. I mean, remember, you've got a board, you've got a corporation there. They can't necessarily, you know, you could be the grandchild, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a position to call the shot, so to speak. It'll be interesting to see if they do this. And, you have to think of it, if it was your family member, I think a lot of people would say, yeah, that's kind of creepy. The other side of the coin would be, well, I mean, in a way, part of him does kind of belong to the people. So maybe, I don't know what the thoughts are. But the granddaughter definitely is not happy with that idea at all. All right, let's switch gears. No, I'm not going to talk about the riot, at least for a minute or two. John Fetterman, this is a guy, you know him, wears a, sweatshirt, sweatpants, hoodie, whatever, everywhere he goes, shorts, he doesn't care. He had a stroke and some other kind of a mental setback of some sort, and it appears that he is, I don't know, fully recovered. He seems like his speech has returned. He had issues there, but he seems to be in, by all accounts, in pretty good shape. So why am I talking about John Fetterman? Because once again, he's breaking with the Democrats and landing politically on the side of common sense and logic.
We never saw that coming a couple of years ago.
Yeah, breaks with the Democrats, condemns the L.A. riots. It's anarchy and true chaos. In other words,
wow.
But this is sad for the Democrats because it definitely positions them as, they're okay with it.
Yeah.
They really, really are. That's not like a partisan hyperbole.
No.
They really didn't want to do anything about these riots.
Mm-mm.
They're on the side of the rioters, not on the side of ICE. They're not on the side of the citizens because ICE is protecting the citizens from the rapists and murderers they're getting off the streets.
Yep.
In a post on X, Fetterman explained that he unapologetically stands for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration. Well, we all agree with that. He pointed out the riots in L.A., in which people have thrown rocks at law enforcement officials in their vehicles, shot fireworks at police officers on horseback, set fire to and vandalized self-driving vehicles, looted businesses, waved foreign flags. He said, that's not a protest. That's not what we're talking about here. Just think for a moment. What if John Fetterman ran for president?
Okay.
Now, he's a Democrat.
Right.
So he runs as a Democrat. How long would it be before... Remember, it's when you run as a Democrat, you first have to answer to the party.
Sure.
If you don't have the party on your side, oh my gosh.
No, you're
they will
dry.
Work feverishly to, pull the rug out from under you.
Absolutely.
They would Bernie him, basically.
Uh-huh. Oh,
But if you had a straight-up process, like it's supposed to be, where you had a primary.
Unlike
Kamala. Have a real primary.
Right
here as we sit, for all the things that he says and he stands for, he would win the nomination hands down. It wouldn't even be close if it were for real.
Right.
Now, they'd throw every wrench in there. All of a sudden, you'd see them doing all kinds of opposition research on their own guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Because to him, he's the radical. He's the radical.
But Democrats would vote for him, a lot of them, just because he's a Democrat.
The people, yes, the people.
And then those kind of moderates in the middle, or those that kind of went for Trump, some of them would go, oh, well, this guy makes sense, too.
And he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
They like to pull the lever for a Democrat.
Yes.
Wow. That would be interesting. I believe in my heart of hearts that if he were to run for real as a Democrat, he would win the nomination. And the only caveat I say is, the DNC would do everything they could to roll the bus over him.
Absolutely.
Figuratively and possibly literally.
You never know.
Yeah. Hey, some things to look forward to. 8:05, we're going to talk to the Sheriff of Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz. It's kind of like, are you prepared that there could be rioting here? Because there is some Florida radical group that is speaking out. It could happen anywhere. Anywhere that the radicals decide to descend upon. We'll talk to him about that and other issues as well. We also have Valor coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Coming up at 8:05, the Sheriff of Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz. Riots, issues, police, how much force can they use? We'll get into it. We'll dig into it with him. Also, we've got State Senator Jay Collins coming up a little bit later. Also, of course, Valor put the focus on first responders and law enforcement going above and beyond. It's what we do in the month of June. And, the elephant in the room is all about the riots in L.A., but we've gotten so much coverage, and we'll continue to do that. But I wonder if there's anything else going on in the whole world. Let me check here.
In the whole wide world.
I've got one.
That was fast.
This is, you know, Iran was going to be in the news. They were going to be in the news. I predicted they would be in the news.
Okay.
I am glad it is for a nonsense story.
Oh.
And not for like
nuclear bombs,
warfare, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
World War III. Yeah.
Iran. Boy, these people are tough.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Oh, I know. I know people that were from there. So, yeah, I understand.
Iran recently expanded its ban on dog walking.
Wow. They are taking control.
Now, apparently, they had a ban on it anyway, but I guess it was just in Tehran for a while. Now it's going to be, like, everywhere.
You can't walk your dog.
Yep. Okay. And the thing is, you know, when you suppress the people to a certain point, you know, there's going to get some that are going to be kind of at the breaking point. And apparently, they could be there.
Really?
Well, they love their doggies.
Well, and, that makes sense.
Yeah. And, so they're kind of rebelling against it. A growing number, apparently, of Iranian. Yeah.
Going to be an uprising of dog walkers.
Dog walking is a threat to public health, peace, and comfort, declared a prosecutor in a western city of Hamadan.
Comfort? People love their dogs. That is comforting.
That does bring people comfort,
and
doesn't
walking
it?
Walking your dog is good for both of you.
Threat to public health.
Okay, if you're walking around stepping and stuff, but look at San Francisco. That's people.
Yeah. Dogs don't use hypodermic needles, for
That's
one
true.
Thing.
Exactly.
Another prosecutor in the city vowed legal action would be taken against people who walk their dogs in public.
Now,
can you imagine
says,
just going around in circles in your living room? That would get old.
And just when Iran starts talking about legal action, that's different than when we think about you're going to get a $8 fine or something.
Yeah, this could be a hand or a foot.
Yeah, it could be bad.
The chief prosecutor told reporters on Monday that walking dogs is a clear crime committed under the name of harassment of women and children. Well, if you've got dogs that are, crazed and rabid and they're running around trying to bite people, yeah, you got a problem. But
that's a problem.
But I don't think that's what we're talking about here.
No.
Iran's hostility to dogs apparently is based on Islamic traditions that regard the animals as unclean.
Okay, now I see where they're going.
How can they be unclean, man? They're licking themselves all the time. Aren't they?
Yeah, then they kiss you on the face.
But just they love you.
Why?
Advertising for pet-related items was banned by the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance in 2010.
Man, Chewy's isn't going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Forget that.
You can't advertise for it, but, if they have the internet, they're probably getting their Chewies.
That could be too.
This is in 2010. And in 2014, the Iranian parliament considered flogging as a proper punishment. Ooh. Not for the dogs, for the people walking
there.
See,
them. I told you I was going to get serious.
Don't flog your dog. I got flogged because of my dog.
Wow.
All I wanted to do was walk it. Mm. 2017, the Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei, said owning dogs for any reason, besides herding, hunting, and guarding, is reprehensible.
Really? Boy, it shows the difference in American culture, doesn't it? We love our pups.
Yep. If this practice resembles that of non-Muslims, promotes their culture, or causes harm and disturbances to neighbors, it is deemed forbidden.
Wow.
He went on to issue a fatwa, an actual religious order. Can you imagine that?
No. Imagine you're Catholic and the Pope comes down with, "Thou shalt have no dogs."
Yeah.
That would not go over well.
Yeah. This fatwa, get a load of this, declared that Muslim prayer is invalid, okay? So you know how you put they put out the carpet? I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, right. Yeah, I get you. Right.
And they position, I believe, to the east toward Mecca, right? Mm-hmm. And they do their thing like five times a day. Okay. If you do that.
Yeah.
And there's dog hair around, that prayer is invalid.
Really?
It's not being recognized.
Wow, the lint brush people should make a killing here.
And then dog saliva renders anything it touches impure.
See, told you. Kissing you on the face. Wow.
It's like...
Of all the problems in the world, the Iranians are dealing with walking dogs.
Just because they believe it kind of... That's awfully westernized of you to even want to have a pet animal.
Uh-huh.
And we don't like that.
Unclean.
But I think it's some of these little things that add up over time.
Yeah.
And the people say, enough is enough. Who are you to say whether my prayers are valid because there's a dog hair presence?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're going a little too far.
That's serious stuff.
Yeah, just a little too far. All right, hang in there, my friends. Coming up, we're going to talk to the sheriff, Bobby Schultz. He'll be with us momentarily. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.